In 1968, Baba Virsa Singh and a handful of devotees from different backgrounds and traditions started Gobind Sultan with 17 acres of rocky land on the outskirts of New Delhi, India. Through Gobind Sultan, Babaji has demonstrated how God's love overcomes poverty, which plagues our world and transforms conflict into peace. Here is His Holiness Baba Virsa Singh sharing his vision.
See, I see the earth, land, as a treasure house of many, many resources that go undeveloped. If we really developed the land that's available, then there really should not be any poor person left in the world. As long as anyone could remember, this was an alkaline wasteland. Land so useless that even in the midst of abject poverty, no one wanted to cultivate it. Condemned by the government as worthless, it lay under 15 feet of water several months of the year. No roads, no electricity, no schools, no medical facilities, no fresh water. The people too were condemned to a life of stealing and mugging. Until Baba Virsa Singh of Gobind Sultan made a commitment to develop the land to demonstrate that God's light exists even in the midst of darkness. And we prayed before God that, Lord, the land is yours, the people are yours, the love is yours, and everything we do is to your honor, and it's really your mission that we are setting foot on. And we began. It just takes a few good people to come together before we can see a tremendous improvement in any nation. If we were to look at each other as all brothers and sisters, understand that we're all of one human race, and begin to work together, then not only would God be very happy with us, we all would find tremendous happiness, and we'd be able to work to alleviate poverty in the world. What use is saying that we love God and yet we sit idle and not attack the problems? God will empower those who are willing to work for His mission.
And with God's love and hard work, even the most barren land would bear fruit, and the people we cast out would become productive.
But we've been able to raise record crops on that land which had been previously condemned. But why? Because it was God's love and the work that people put in, and the love that the people shared. And we set to work. And you wouldn't believe the bounty that was produced by those crops. And not only were the crops bountiful, the income was unbelievable. And through that income, the poverty in the area began to be eradicated. And I say that because it was our first commitment that we were not doing this to earn anything for ourselves, but rather all the income was slated to begin with to eradicate the poverty in the area. Because there is only one power in the entire universe that can fill us with its love, that can provide us the compassion out of which we look to serve humanity, and that is God's love. We never took any help from the government in any of our projects. Because in God's house, that service is most acceptable if we do it with our own hands, and out of the earnings and production of from our own hands, we share and feed those and help those in need, God will be very happy with us. Anybody who came to observe the project always remarked that the people who were working there would spend 18 hours a day working, but were incredibly happy at what they were doing.
Because
people only get tired when they're working for their self-interest.
Babaji's work creates a partnership between humanity and nature. In response to the question of how such record production could be achieved on previously useless land, he replied, "All nature wants to participate in God's mission. The wheat grows to feed the hungry. The cane rises tall, for its income will provide education and medicine for the poor. And so we saw in a short time the stealing stopped, the mugging stopped, and poverty began to be alleviated. Why? Because it isn't that someone really wants to steal or really wants to go out and commit a crime, but rather under the pressure of poverty, they're forced or pushed in this direction. The mustard swells with pride, for its oil will be burned to celebrate the light of its creator. The sacred fire reflects the light of God's love within us all. The Guru Granth Sahib teaches that prayer and meditation and selfless service out of our honest labor leads us on that path of light. Not only did poverty yield to God's bounty, but age-old killing and strife gave way to peace.
The love of that one God in everyone. So how come we've separated ourselves, we've divided ourselves?
Guru Gobind Singh Ji stressed, recognize God's light everywhere. Recognize all humanity as one.
If we look at the words of the Lord Jesus, when he came to the world, he said, I've come for those lost sheep and to take those who have fallen behind and reunite them with the flock.
ਪਿੱਛੇ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਚਲੇ ਜਾਈਏ ਤਾਂ ਰੱਬ ਹਰ ਵੇਲੇ ਖੁਸ਼ ਰੱਖੇ। ਤੁਸੀਂ ਚੰਗੀ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਜਾਣਦੇ ਜੇ ਕਿ ਅੰਦਰ ਸਪਿਰਿਟ ਸਾਡੇ ਹੈ, ਯਾਨੀ ਰੱਬ ਦੀ ਸਪਿਰਿਟ।
So let us take the happiness that's generated from coming together today and go out and share it with the world, because I think we all know that that source of happiness dwells within us.
There's
a rule in God's order that whenever the light comes, and light always follows darkness, and whenever the light comes, then the darkness is dispelled. Right now, all we see is darkness, but the light is coming.